Is it working? Yep. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. This is the word of the Lord.
That was a quick reading, wasn't it? I wasn't quite prepared then. I better put this on. Thank you. I think so. Can you hear me? That's the main thing. Right, okay. Thank you. Is that better? Great. Thank you very much indeed. Right. Whoops. Okay. So, our verse this morning, if we could have that up on the screen, please. Give us this day our daily bread, Jesus teaches us. Now, this is a very important verse, and I need you, please, to remember it. Okay, so to help you remember it, can we all say it together? Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you. This means that we can ask our Father in heaven for anything we need. Isn't that amazing? Anything we need. So, what's the first word in the verse? Hello? Give, yes, absolutely. Give, it's what God loves to do. We have such a generous God. God, a God who just loves to bless us. And when we pray give, we are saying, we are acknowledging that there is nothing our Heavenly Father can't do for us. All we have to do is ask. But hold on. Do we really do this? Instead of praying for what we need, we often pray for what we want, because most of us have what we need, even if we don't have everything that we want. So it's important to understand the difference between what we want and what we need. So can I have four volunteers, please? Four. Quick five volunteers. One, two, three. Can you stand in a line just down here for me, please? Who's number four? Was that you? Thanks for offering. That's great. And so on the one hand, Holly's going to come here, and Holly is holding the sign that says, right, and Phrixos at the other end is holding the sign, want, right. So I'm going to show you a picture, Callum, and you've got to work out, is it something we need or is it something we want? And you've got to then stand with one of these. You've got to decide if it's a need, you stand with Holly. If it's a want, you stand with Phrixos. Are you ready? See if this works. Oh, what's that? Is it a want or is it a need? Very good. Right. Who's next? Do you want to go next then? Are you ready? Have you ever had a bottle? Absolutely correct. Are you ready? Is that? Say no more. Brilliant. And the last one? You weren't impressed with that, were you, really? No, I don't think so. So this verse reminds us that God isn't just the giver of our daily bread, he's the giver of everything. Thanks very much. You can sit down now. God is the source. No, not that kind of source. A bit more like this kind of source. Right. Do we really believe that everything we have comes from God? Can we trace everything that we have back to God? Let's try. Hands up who had toast this morning. Very good. So what we're going to do is we're going to work backwards from toast and work out where it came from originally. So what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to guess what's going to be on the next slide before I even show you the next slide. You got it? How about that? Next. Where did the bread come from? You're too quick. Where did we buy? Ah, that's more like it. And where did the shop get the bread from? Thank you very much. Ted the baker. No, sorry. Bit more like this breaker. And how did they... What comes next? Brilliant. Flour and water. And what comes next? Yes, the mill. I've missed that one out. What comes before the mill? Very good. And what comes before the wheat? And how does the seed grow? Through the sun and the rain. So if it wasn't for God giving us the sun and the rain, we wouldn't have any toast in the morning. Right. But that's the easy bit, knowing that everything comes from God. The trouble is, it's so easy for us to think that, yes, it originally came from God, but now it's mine. When Jake opened his presents this morning, or if he opens them at Christmas, only kidding, there's 129 days to go yet. When somebody gives us a present, it's easy to think, it belongs to me. It's mine now. So the next question is, does all you have belong to you? Absolutely right. No, not at all. The Bible tells us doesn't just tell us that everything that we have comes from God. The Bible actually tells us that everything belongs to God. So, including each one of us, as Niku pointed out. Now, when we really come to understand that everything we have belongs to God, it changes our whole attitude and helps us to share, like you say, and be generous with what we have. It makes perfect sense. Who's the best person to ask for what we need? The person it belongs to, of course, the owner. And when we pray give, we're asking for God's help and trusting that he will supply everything that we need. We are remembering we are dependent on God, who loves to meet our needs. So what's the second word in the verse? Give us. Absolutely. Have you already noticed in the whole of the Lord's Prayer, there isn't a single I, there isn't a single me, there isn't a mine? It's not a selfish prayer. It doesn't say, give me this day, does it? It's not centered around me. When I'm to pray for our daily bread, Jesus is teaching me that I should pray about the needs of others. I'm asking for the rest of God's family too, especially those who are in need, both those around us here in Richmond and those around the world that are in need also. That's why when we have more than we need, we're to mirror God's generosity by giving and sharing with others. Imagine being here one day in the week. That's not hard for you, is it? And middle of the week, the place is absolutely buzzing. The office is buzzing. We've got Kick London people in and out during the day. We've got Riverbank staff sitting around. And in amongst all this hustle and bustle, in walks an old man with a walking stick. Anybody want to give me an impression of how you think he might walk? How might he walk? Oh, that's worth a round of applause. Really, really meant so. He goes through the Trinity room into the vicar's office. And then about 20 minutes later, instead of the way he came in, he comes out like this. And the staff sitting around on the sofas with their laptops all look up. Did you see what I see? Is that the same? When Anchor jumps up out of the sofa, only joking, Anchor, and he says, "What's gone on? Has there been a miracle?" Everybody says, "Did he get prayed for? What's going on?" So they all rush out, and they're halfway across the car park by the time they catch up with the old man, and they all say to him, "What happened? How come you can walk so much better now?" He said, "It's easy. The vicar gave me a taller walking stick." See? Jesus wants us to notice the needs of others, to do what we can to help others and depend on God for the rest. Are you holding all you have so tightly, or are you holding all you have so lightly that you're willing to pray that God will turn your abundance into generosity? The next phrase is "this day." This day reminds us not to get ahead of ourselves. It reminds us our Christian walk is a daily walk, and we need a daily renewal of his strength. "Give us this day" indicates our complete dependence on God for everything. There is a daily provision which Jesus promises to give us. It's about today. When we live in the past, we're usually thinking, "Oh, if only it could be this good again," and we live in sadness. You cannot live on yesterday's bread. You cannot live on yesterday's bread. When we live in the future, a great deal of the time, we're living with worry. What's going to happen tomorrow? How often on a Sunday evening have we thought about the week ahead and said, "How am I going to get through it?" When we do that, we're working in our own strength and not trusting God for his strength. Jesus teaches us to live in the present. And this portion of the prayer, it's not a command, but a promise that the need we have this day will be met this day. God knows that every day will be different for us. What we need today might not be what we need tomorrow. And lastly, daily bread. Our daily bread means so much more than just the bread we eat. Yes, daily bread represents the necessities of life, but what else does it represent? Bread represents God's word. Bread is a symbol of the Bible, which is our spiritual food. You know the saying, "You are what you eat"? Well, that applies spiritually too. If you choose to go on a diet from the Bible, you're going to become weak, and eventually you'll end up very confused. Incorrect thoughts will begin to guide you. That's why we need to feed on God's word. Right. All of us have to spend time and energy meeting our physical and financial needs. But how balanced is your effort to meet your spiritual needs? Think of one step you could take this week to redress the balance. Bread represents God's family and our fellowship. Bread is also a metaphor for the family of God. You see, God's people, you need God's people in your life. And whether or not you have a physical family, God wants you to be part of his family that will last forever, the church. It's to be a place of fellowship. And lastly, bread represents salvation. Jesus chose bread to represent his sacrifice in communion, which we're going to share together. Every time we eat the bread and drink the wine or the juice, it's a reminder of how much God loves us and the sacrifice that he made so that we can go to heaven. So whatever your need is today, if it's physical, if it's emotional, relational, or spiritual, God will take care of it if you will acknowledge your need of him and depend on him. So in conclusion, give us this day our daily bread is code language for, Lord, help me to be content with whatever you're pleased to give me. I will not be greedy and ask for more than I want, more than I need. Once we're in the habit of praying our daily bread, we realize two things. Firstly, God provides what we really need. And secondly, God provides when we need it most. We must believe that God will provide. We may not know how he will, and we don't need to know how, but only that he will. Amen.